This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast, and we have another amazing leader with us today, this woman. If you are hearing my voice tonight, is something very special. It is called thedeepabyss.com, and you can get some further training from her after Diane rocks you right now on this podcast. Diane is really, she's our number one gal. She's been in the industry almost 2 decades now. She's been doing attraction marketing much longer than MLSP has been around, and she's our only, and we've got many affiliate levels, and the top one is L7. And Diane is the only leader that's ever hit that affiliate status. So if you're hearing my voice, this gal, came in, didn't know anything about anything 18 years ago or so, and she got her tail whooped. She found some mentors and she stayed the course. She really, it wasn't easy for her. It isn't easy for anybody. And she didn't have the skill sets. She didn't have the money. She didn't have the time. Certainly didn't have the time. She was raising her kids from home. That was kind of her why, her passion, her drive. And fast forward to today. Yeah, one of the biggest names in the industry, her own product, clients, multi-six-figure earner, speaks on stages, and just a huge, huge blessing to this community here and gives so much value. It's got 3 or 4 products in MLSP, and I'm sure will be many more over the next few years. So please help us welcome our only L7 rock star. I'm looking forward to this call. Miss Diane Hawkman, good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. And good morning, everybody, and to all of you out there in podcast land. Hey, I'm glad to be with you. We're either sweating together, driving together. We're doing something together kind of cool, and I'm excited to be here with you. You know, when I started out in the industry, I remember going to the first meeting, because this was before the internet was very prevalent. I sat in that meeting. And I looked at what I was seeing in leverage and a home business, and I didn't know I was allowed to have a home business. And I wished and I prayed and I hoped that this could be the thing that would turn my life around, that this would be the thing to get us out of debt, that this would be the thing to keep me home with my kids who are now grown. They're 21 and 24 almost, gone, off flown around the world, literally. And I sat there, and I went home, and I just kept – I got really excited. I was almost giddy, and I was running around making all these plans. And I even have my journals from back then, which sometime I'll share because it's interesting, because it was all wishing. My journals and everything I was writing was wishing something would happen. And it wasn't until later – that I read something that tilted my existence that helped me take my business to the level that it's at today. I've done millions of dollars in sales. Even here alone at MLSP, I've done millions of dollars in sales and, completely changed my life. So I want you to write this down. You don't get what you ask for. You get what you prepare for. Okay, and this is particularly true in business. You don't get what you ask for. You get what you prepare for. Or to say that the other way, you get what you prepare for, not what you ask for. I don't know how many times, as a kid, we're taught in the evening to ask for what we want. And I dig all that, law of attraction and the secret and all that other stuff. And you can keep something affixed in your mind. And I'm not contradicting that because thoughts do become things and all that good stuff. But if you want something to really happen, you have to prepare a space for that thing to arrive. You have to prepare a space. What does that mean? Well, imagine that you'd like to have a business perhaps like I have today, where I'm dealing with thousands of people. If you're dealing with thousands of people and making large quantities of money, don't you have to prepare a way to manage those people, to follow up with those people, to communicate with those people? And what happens is when most people sit and they think about that, it scares them. It overwhelms them because it's like, how am I going to handle all of them? I can barely handle my kids, or I can barely handle my family, or the three people I have on my team, or whatever the case may be. And you guys may not realize it, but that's why My Lead System Pro is here. Because what we've done is created an environment and a tool set that allows you to prepare for the influx of people that you need to know are going to arrive. I want you to write that down. Not if you're driving. But if you're not driving, you're somewhere, you have a notebook. A lot of you guys like, you know, grab a cup of coffee during these calls every day. Write it down. I know people are coming. Just like right now at this stage of my career, my kids are grown. I'm actually free to travel and do as I wish. I know that more people are coming. And if I want to expand my business from where it is. So, guys, this is all relative. My business is large. I want to make it larger. Your business might be, you know, small, medium. I don't know where your business is. But wherever you are, if you want it to be larger, first, you have to know that the people are coming. Okay, you have to know, or at least if you're not, if you can't wrap your head around they're coming to you, at least wrap your head around they're out there looking for something. Can we all agree that people all over the world, not just America. We had Nigeria on the phone today. I know we have a lot of Canada. We probably have Australia on the phone, but I was excited to hear somebody shout out from Nigeria. There are people all over the world looking for choices and opportunity and freedom. Can we all agree that that's true? And then if we can agree that that's true, can we agree that some of those people are probably meant for you? What do you think? I thought that some of the people that were out there in the marketplace were probably meant for me. So then it only made sense to me once I heard this concept that I had to prepare to be able to serve them. Because if I could serve them, they would pay me. Write that down. If I can serve them, they'll pay me. It's a pretty cool concept, right? If I can serve them, they'll pay me. But I have to prepare a way to manage and serve them so that they can arrive. Because if I don't prepare, what will happen is they'll arrive, I'll be all over the map, and I'll lose them. Okay? Now, I don't want to scare you because everybody loses somebody. Let me tell you, I have lost a million people. Everybody loses somebody, but we want to be prepared. Now, let me put in a caveat as I go through this about how you prepare. And we only have a few minutes today. Come tonight. It happens to be that if you're hearing this podcast later, it's the third Thursday of the month. Tonight is my monthly mastermind. There's information at thedeepabyss.com or in your back office if you're a member. I'll be getting more into some of this stuff tonight, and I only have so much time to cover it, but maybe I'll come out on a Tuesday, or Brian was talking to me about coming out on a Wednesday night soon, and we can talk about some of these things. You're not going to sit and prepare but not take action, because if you have a cozy place for these people to hang out but they don't know you exist, you lose, right? You could set up a million things, but if people don't know you exist because you're not out there marketing and communicating and getting the word out, then they can't show up. So you got to have both oars in the water. Imagine being in a rowboat. Right? If you're only rowing with one oar, you're only setting up systems and tools for people to show up, but you don't have the other oar in the water letting them know that you're out there, then what happens is you go around in a circle. Anybody been going around in a circle? Right? So you got to have both oars in the water. And we have tons of training in our back office to teach you how to attract people. But I want you, one, to start to believe the people are out there, they're looking right now. We all believe that. Two, I want you to believe that some of those people, not all of them by far, some of those people are looking for you, what you do and what you have. Okay? So MLSP, when you think about it, it is the perfect vessel for your business because you have the tools that allow you to mass communicate and mass manage the people that you know are going to show up or are starting to show up or have showed up. So the first thing I want you guys to do, if you're not a member, right, get back to the person that invited you to this call, figure it out who it is, and ask them for the link to look. Take a test drive and look inside. look inside. We have something called a CRM. It's a customer relationship manager, okay? If you imagine, I'm going to be dealing with thousands of people eventually, right? Because if you want to make thousands of dollars, you're going to deal with thousands of people. It's only fair. Just any store does. Think about it. Go to the mall. Any store deals with thousands of people. So what we want to do is we want to have a way to keep track of them. I'm busy. You're busy. You probably work or have kids or you play golf or you do whatever. You can't remember all the people, but you can if you use the tool. And so using the tool as you meet people and connect people and as you generate leads to take notes and schedule when you're going to check in with those people again and letting that tool do the heavy lifting so it tells you every morning, hey, it's time to say hi to Johnny. Right? I'm not talking about chasing people and soliciting people. It's not what we do. We're attraction marketers. But if you had a tool that every day told you what you were supposed to do, why the heck wouldn't you use it? Right? We have that tool. It helps you manage tens, hundreds, thousands of people. And it breaks it down and it makes it simple because if you do a little bit every day, what happens is every day it just tells you exactly what to do. And in a half an hour, you can do all your follow-up. It's amazing. We have our blog, our sites, that allows you to create valuable content. It's not that hard. We teach you how to do it, and it allows you to put it in a place, whether you want to get fancy and really learn the SEO and rank it in the search engines, or whether you just want to have a place. This is me. I use my blog like a filing cabinet. It's just a place for me to store all my stuff, so as people come through and as I meet them, I can say, hey, there's a piece on that over here. Oh, that thing you're looking for, that thing you need, I have a piece from last year on it. And it accumulates over time, and I have a library. Everybody's like, oh, you have so much, Diane, and all the leaders, and they have this and that, and they can give things away, and they can do this, this, and that. Guys, it's because we did a little bit every day, because a long time ago, probably about 2006, I think my blog goes back to, I started to decide to prepare for the people that I knew were coming. So it's 11 years later, and I have a legacy of content that I did a little bit at a time because I was preparing for today. And some people are like, I don't want to wait 11 years. You don't have to wait 11 years. You can start making money right away in your business and in the different aspects. But imagine in the future you have a really successful business and you're traveling the world. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you have something from 2 years ago that you could send out? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you have an archive or a place where people can Google you and look up stuff and sit inside and feel like they're hanging out with you while you're on a yacht? Now, I'm not exaggerating because I go on yachts. You know, I mean, they're not like, you know, crazy yachts, but, you know, wouldn't it be great if you were on a plane on your way to Europe and somebody was digging your stuff and buying stuff from you? These are the secrets. The last one that I'll mention, and there's so much more. We don't have enough time on a wake-up call, but I want to wake you up to the idea that you don't get what you wish for. You don't get what you ask for. You don't sit and make notes. I mean, you can. I did this. Yeah, you know, you don't sit and just make notes about, I wish this would happen, or I want to be, you know, L7, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. You have to prepare and create a space for it to arrive. We have a website builder called the Funnelizer, and what it does is it allows you to create a way that you can let tons of people know who you are and what you're up to, and they can respond. And the system, when attached to a tool called an autoresponder, follows up with the people. So every day, like I just literally, before we got on the call, in fact, I'll tell you the truth, I always get on the call early because I'm afraid I'll forget. I'm dingy. At about a quarter of 11 Eastern, I put the phone on speakerphone and I let it just sit there so that way when I start hearing the people, I know we're close to the call. Because what will happen is I'll get distracted. From a quarter to 11 to 11, I wrote the letter that's going out to my list today. They all came in through my website builder, right? And my email list is thousands of people, and that letter, I have to check it. I just have to proof it. I wrote it in 15 minutes. It will go out to thousands of people. Because what I did was I prepared a space to be able to manage the people that I knew were coming. Now, whether you're building a network marketing company, whether you're building some other type of entity and brand, whether you're going to do your own info products, whatever your type of business is, you need to prepare for the people now so that you'll have the freedom to really dig in and do the things that are revenue creating as you go along. And what happens is your general work, and I call it zero-level marketing, your basic level of work every day, literally only takes about an hour. And you've communicated with thousands of people in an hour instead of in 8, 10, 12, staying up crazy amounts of hours. In the beginning, you have to. You have to do a lot of work to get going. But as you move along and as you progress, that's what gives you the lifestyle that you always see. The picture, the graphic use for today's image is me, like, up on the 50th floor, out overlooking, on a balcony, out overlooking the Las Vegas Strip in a huge 2,000-square-foot fancy swanky suite in Vegas. That's the kind of lifestyle that's possible because I didn't wish for something. I prepared for something. And My Lead System Pro is here to help you create the infrastructure that will turn you into a professional. Now, before I finish up on the call, and those of you that are on live, you know that over at MLSPFanpage.com, Brian does a live stream Monday through Friday, and you guys go over and join him, and he'll pick apart some of the things I just said because I know I went fast. I want to tell you that there's something very special going on in this community right now. Now, I'm talking in January of 2017. I don't know when you're going to hear this because you might pick it up a year or two from now, but it happens periodically in this community because we've been here for eight, almost 9 years. It happens over and over and again, and we watched it last night on the webinar. It is the emergence of the next set of rock stars. I'm the old lady now. I've been around a long time, been doing this a long time. I'm the old lady. It's the emergence of the next set of rock stars. Many of them were out performing last night, showing you what they're doing and how they do it. And that's what this place is about. It brings up leaders, and we're seeing a crew emerge at this very moment. And what I want to say to you is if you're watching any of those people and you're thinking, wow, I want to be like them, or it would be amazing if I could be like them. I just gave you the secret of how to be like them. And if you start knowing that the people are coming, because that's what those guys did. The difference between them and the people who started at the same time as them that aren't where they are is simply because they knew the people were coming, and they prepared a space for them, and now they're able to pull business out of thin air. That's the secret of attraction marketing. And you can do it. All of us that came through here did it, you know, and you can do it too. There's not a doubt in my mind that you can. For those of you that will be at the workshop this weekend, and again, I know the podcast, this may be irrelevant to some of you guys at the end, but for those of you that are going to the workshop this weekend, dig in, take notes, and most of all, focus on how they're thinking, your teachers, how they're thinking and how they're approaching, not all the doing, because success, my friends, is a being. It is a being. And when you move into a space of preparing for those that are meant to learn from you, to be with you, to be on your teams, to run forth in freedom with, things will change. I'll see you guys tonight in the deep abyss. Brian, thank you so much. Everybody have an incredible day and go out and prepare.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.